Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 21 of the Depressed Breakfast Club. This week we're going to be talking about words and tones. And when we say words and tones, we're talking about a flippant tone, jokes, offhanded comments, things that are meant to be jokes, but your mind turns it into something else, kind of makes you feel alone. Can you decipher tone through text? And when people have attitudes and you want to beat them, it happens a lot. And we're gonna go from there. But before we start, as always, just like to remind our listeners, we're not medical professionals. All of our talks are just talks between ourselves, hoping that somebody out there can relate to what we are feeling and may benefit from our conversations. If you feel like you are suffering needlessly, please seek medical help. Talk to your doctor. Do not be ashamed to admit you have a mental health issue. If it gets really bad, Joyelle has some phone numbers for you to call. Joyelle.
Yep, so if you're feeling depressed or suicidal and need somebody to talk to, you could call the suicide hotline in Canada at 1-833-456-4566, where you can text message 45645. That's in Canada. And in the US, you can call 988 or text talk to 741-741. So if you're feeling suicidal, depressed, or just need somebody to talk to, please reach out. And on to Taylor.
Good morning, everyone. As always, just a reminder that our email address is depressedbreakfastclub@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook under the same name. And we love to hear from you guys, whether it's just thoughts, comments, questions, concerns, whatever it is, we do like to hear from you. And today's quote is, "Texting is a brilliant way to miscommunicate how you feel and misinterpret what other people mean." And I think that's the most perfect quote that could ever go for today's topic, just because the number of times that text communication has been misinterpreted is probably like the highest misinterpretation out there. Like when you're in person, you can hear the person, you can see their body language, you can hear the different inflections in their voice, and you just know it. Whereas in text, I personally always find that depending on how well you know the person, you can hear how they would say it in that sentence. And you can kind of feel the vibe that you get from it, but you're not always going to be 100% right. Or the other person can try and cover it up and just say, "No, that's not at all what I meant." And then it just spirals out of control anyways. So what do you ladies think? What are your thoughts on this week's topic?
Oh, it's absolutely a topic that I think all of us have at some point in our lives experienced, good or bad, giving and receiving. I won't lie and say that I've never said something to somebody in a text message that they've taken the wrong way. I literally lost a friendship saying something in a text message, and they took it in such a way that the response was, "You're fucking crazy. Never talk to me again." And I was
What?
like, "Whoa, what'd And it was believe it or not, it was a contractor that was working at VP at one time, and we became friends. And we were friends for about a year and a half. And the one, it was Father's Day, that's what it was. And not thinking, I wish my dad happy Father's Day. I wish Norm happy Father's Day. Picked up my phone and I sent a message to my friend Brad and my friend Al, and sent a message to this guy. It's a happy Father's Day. And he took it in a way that I was mocking him because even though his daughter was young, she didn't want a relationship with him. So he hadn't seen his child in a few years. And I didn't think about that. I was just thinking, like, I was going through my phone and wishing all the dads on my contact list Happy Father's Day. And when I and he was like, "Are you fucking crazy? That's the fucking rudest thing anybody's ever said." And I didn't see that, and he never spoke to me again.
Wow.
So, yeah. You see
That's
how something like that can somebody can misinterpret something when they don't see you. When it comes across as like a message on Messenger or a text message,
Well,
like
that
had I called them and said, "Hey, I know it's a hard day, but happy Father's Day anyways." He would have heard the sincerity in my voice to know that. But like I was like, "Hey, dude, happy Father's Day," and it was just boom, like Chernobyl blew up all over again.
God damn, like that to me is mind-boggling because to me, obviously, I've known you for years. I would never take like if you sent me something like that, I don't know what the equivalent would even be for me, but if you sent me something like that, like Happy Pride Day or something, I don't know. I would never take it as like a, oh, well, you're trying to be cruel. Like you're the last person on this planet. And it makes me kind of wonder how well he actually knew you, if he thought that you would ever send him something like that, that would be outright hurtful or cruel or anything. It's like, no, Dana, like I will tell any of our listeners, Dana is one of the kindest people and sweetest people you will meet, and she will never want to hurt anyone, even
Thank
if
you.
they've been cruel to her and probably deserve the hate. She'll still sit there and be like, well, you know what? I hope that you have an amazing day and that you're good, and then walk away. And I'm seething. I'm like, yeah, well, go fuck yourself. I hope that you totally polar opposites. I'm the one that she's dragging me, going, no, it's okay. I'm like, nah, I'm gonna fuck him up.
Thousand boxes on your house. Yeah.
May all of your goats die. May all 10 plagues hit your house.
But truthfully, I can be mean. I can be mean if I need to be. I just have a really hard time doing it.
It takes a lot for you to get to that point. So for someone to get a text from you on an actual, like it was on Father's Day, most of us do it as a whether or not, like I've even seen the posts that go out on Facebook where it's Happy Father's Day or Mother's Day to people who have lost a child. Don't talk to their children, anything like that. You're still a parent. You still get to be celebrated on that day. So to me, it's like, God damn, dude, calm down. She wasn't being like, ah, you don't get to talk to your daughter. I'm like, D
Well,
damn.
so and I've been on the receiving end of where I have misinterpreted something somebody sent me in a text as a malicious thing, and I've pox their house, if you will.
I like this. A pox on you.
I pretty much curse their good name. And then it's like maybe a week later, after they're like, why are you mad at me? And I'm like, lose my shit on them. And I'm like, that fucking text message was rude. And they're like, I never meant for it to be that way. This is where it was coming from. And then you're like, oh, well, I didn't get that. I didn't get that from what you sent. What I got was this, and what you sent was this. Like I got the lion, you sent the lamb.
You're
So.
like, oh, I take back those pox. Hold on, I gotta uncurse your house right now. Have you been stubbing your toe every day? You have? Well, yay. I'm sorry.
Oh, you have ants? My bad. So, have you experienced that, Joelle?
Yeah. I think when I hate texting, truthfully, but because it is like you can misinterpret stuff like so easily. And I think it has a lot to do as well as what kind of mood you're in at the time of reading the text, is whether you're going to read it where it's kind of like a snotty or mean text, as opposed to maybe if you're in a good mood. And especially like if you're like suffering from depression and stuff, you're suicidal or whatever, you're gonna think the worst and think that they're being sarcastic and they're being mean and that they're mad at you and stuff. So that's why I don't really care for text. And then sometimes it's like you want to send it, like you do send a text and your intention is to be mean. And they just like, oh, and it's like, no, I'm mad. Don't LOL at it. And then I think it's too like you get off. I think people can be are braver behind a keyboard,
Oh yeah, the keyboard warriors for sure.
right? So that's another thing, because then I feel like when you do, like if you do get a chance to confront the person about the text, that they're just gonna backpedal and lie, whether they meant it to be mean at the time or meant it to be the way you took it. Once they see, like, if you're angry or anything, then it's like, oh, it was just a joke.
I'm just kidding. That wasn't for
Yeah.
real.
You're too sensitive.
Oh, my favorite.
Oh, no. Right to
You're
the
so
heart.
sensitive. You took that the wrong way.
I like that you went into an accent and you're so sensitive. It's true though. But like I
I
always
feel
find
like I
like
was a Jewish mother in a past life.
you don't call, you don't write.
I feel like it can really play. I feel text messages can really wreak a lot of havoc with your mental state, because you don't really know what the, like you said, like what the person's tone is, their inflection, what kind of mood they're in, how they took whatever the conversation you're having, how they took what you texted to them. Maybe they took it the wrong way and they're responding to their own misinterpretation, and then it gets out of control. I like
Then it just
texting.
spirals.
Yeah, like I think texting is good for like, okay, let's meet up at so and so time, or do you want to go do this? But I don't think it's an appropriate platform to have an actual like serious conversation about anything.
I think it's one of those things like for me, like you girls know, most people don't realize it, but I'm very much into energy and witchcraft and all that kind of stuff. So for me, I can always tell, like I always tell people, it's like you can feel the energy behind it. But I find in my personal experience, it depends on how well you know the person. So for the example of like my ex, she used to try and lie about stuff, but I could feel like the change, like the shift in energy coming from her when I'd be talking through her through text. I'm like, no, something's wrong. Like number one, the energy that you're giving off is wrong. You're either giving one word responses, or in her case, you can always tell when was something was off was because her sentences would suddenly become perfect. They'd have capitalizations, commas, periods, all of the grammatically correct things going through them. I'm like, so what's wrong? And she'd be like, what makes you say that? I'm like, you just used all the punctuation. You never do. Anytime that we're texting back and forth, it's just like one long run-on sentence. And instead, you've gone through and done all of this. And I can tell, like, there's a shift in your energy. You went from being upbeat to suddenly you're just like, okay, yeah, here's like just the matter of fact things. Like, okay, so you went from here to poof, here. Like, I can tell, don't try and lie about it. But then if I don't know someone that well, I have no freaking idea what they're doing. I'm like, ha, do I laugh now? Ha, ha, ha. No, serious? What? I don't know how to react. I don't know you well enough to be like, oh, well, no. So and so is just joking. Like, I have newer friends that I, when we're talking, like, are they being funny? Are they being serious on this topic? Should I make a haha reaction? Is it the wrong time for that LOL?
Well, back to what Joyelle said about something being said and people laughing at it, and it being a situation where the LOL isn't appropriate. So that would go under the flippant tones. They're not taking what you're saying seriously, and they're laughing at it, and it's becoming a joke. It's when that joke spirals and they keep going with it. And have you guys ever been part of a chain text? Like a group, not messenger, a group chat, a group text between numerous people?
No.
No?
Like a phone text thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
No.
So I was
It's like a threesome on the phone.
But with more people. It's an
It's
orgy
an
on
orgy. I was just gonna say it's an orgy.
the phone.
It's bigger than a threesome.
When I worked at VP, I was part of a chain text. And somebody cracked a joke about me that I didn't find very humorous. So I sidebarred a text message to them and said, I didn't find that funny. Maybe everybody else laughed, but you notice I didn't find that funny. I understand that maybe you think my disability at the time, I had the arthritis and walked funny. I said, I understand that maybe you think my disability is funny because you yourself are in good health. I don't think it's funny and I don't appreciate it, so please don't do it again. So I go back into the group chat and I literally text them all and I say, I lie and I say, guys, this chain text costs me money because it uses my data and I don't really have a big data plan. At the time, I had like 1 gig of data for the month.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, so it's like eating into my data plan. So I'm just gonna leave. And if you guys like make plans for anything, just let me know off the chain type thing. And I thought I deleted myself out of the group, but okay, obviously I'm not the smartest person when it comes to figuring out how to use a phone. Okay.
I totally understand that.
You're talking to somebody who sent a picture to their husband and daughter saying, "Help me." And it was a picture of the chair and the sandwich dog because I was pocket dialing them that I was in distress. Anywho, I thought I took myself out of this chain. And the person that had made the joke and that I'd had the side conversation with took my what I said to them and pasted it in the group chat thinking I had already left. And just fucking ripped me a new one.
Wow.
And there were like four other people that were like, She's so pretentious. She thinks she's so much better than we are because she's a backup team lead. So you talk about finding out what people actually think about you.
Oh, please tell me that you said something in the group at that point in time. You're like,
Oh,
ha,
I waited
bitches.
about 3 days of Dana bashing. Like 3 fucking days of Dana bashing. And then I was like, oh, hey, can anybody tell me how to delete myself out of the group? And it was like
Oh.
radio silence. So yeah, it was absolute radio silence. Nobody said anything for about a day in the chat. And then at work, I had one person come up to me and was like, I'm really sorry for what I said. I was just joining in on the bashing because everybody was doing it. And I put my hand up and I was like, you know what? You speak your true feelings about someone when they're not around. We're done. We're absolutely done. And I walked away. So
But Todd, that's like the freaking best. Because how many times have you wanted to be like a fly on the wall?
yes.
And so, like, it's awful that the people you thought were your friends were saying shit behind your back and that. But I mean, oh my God, how many times in life do you get to be that fly on the
Oh,
wall, eh?
right?
Yeah.
Like that to me is one of those things where it's just like you finally got to hear it. And just so our listeners can hear, like, to me, there's always a difference of that is full on like hate bashing someone. That's not trying to be nice about it. That's not saying anything nice. That's just being assholes. There is a difference because I don't want anyone to feel bad. There's a difference between that and having to go to someone else, like one of your friends or something, or your significant other, and venting about the person. Because there's always going to be times where you don't agree. You're never going to 100% of the time agree with everything your friends do. It's just
Exactly.
not physically possible. And there's a difference between going to someone being like, oh my God, can you believe that, I don't know, that Dana did that thing. I can't even think of something off the top of my head that quickly. But she did something, and maybe you disagree with it because of because of whatever, it's not your personal thought. You're not going behind their back and saying like, oh my God, she's so stupid for doing this. What the fuck is wrong with her? Oh, she's such an idiot. And then turn around and be like, oh my God, yeah, I love you. You're so amazing. You're instead going behind their back to talk to someone else so that you can get it off your chest so that you don't turn around and blow up on them. And that's always going to be the difference between venting and going behind someone's
I
back.
think we said that in one of our previous things too. It's there's a difference between like saying like telling something that actually happened as opposed to just bashing somebody. So like to say, you know, oh, today at work, Dana did this and like it. You're telling what happened. You're not talking about them behind their back, as opposed to oh, Dana's such a cunt. She freaking I can't believe that she does this and she's always saying this and
Exactly. And that's, I always just want our listeners to understand it, because obviously we got Dana had that interaction with one of our listeners where they're like, oh my God, am I a narcissist for these kind of things going on? It's like, okay, wait a minute. There's differences. There's differences in some of these things. It's basically like the intentions behind why you're doing something or how you're doing something versus actually doing something. Like, are you the mean girls from that movie, or are you just needing to vent before you explode because you don't want to explode on your friend for something that 9 times out of 10, it's something stupid that you're just like thinking over in your head because you're overthinking it and you're like, I need to go say this to someone else because if I don't, I'm going to say it at them rudely and then it's just going to go badly.
so I think at one, I think at I on is like I think I'm a good person, but I think that we all in life, you can't get along with everybody.
No.
And we are all have our moments of the mean girl.
Yes.
Because I know that there's somebody at work and I am the mean girl.
I am fully going to be asking you after this podcast is done, who the hell
You'll
it
be
is.
both. I mean, everything about this person, just, I cannot stand. And I don't know. I guess they might have done something to me, but maybe not like so bad to the point that I should really still be the main person. But I just am. And I mean, I don't think it's realistic to think that we all at one point haven't been, or that we're going to get along with everybody,
Oh, yeah,
no matter
wholeheartedly
how
agree.
good of a person we are or how good our intentions are.
Well, again, I'm not trying to hurt myself, patting myself on the back. Taylor's the one that started it with how good of a person I am.
Let's choke on my water.
Going with what you said, Joyelle. So, Taylor's right. I try to be nice to everybody I meet. If I'm a dick to you, you must have really fucked up. And that's the truth. Like, again, we talked about this on other episodes where Taylor was told to stay away from me, that I was a bad person. And I know who said that. I know who told her that, but I am still nice to that person because that's who I am. And part of me wants to confront them and say, you remember all those years ago when you were telling everybody I was such a bad person? Here we are 15 years later. And yet I still wish you happy birthday. I feel for you when you have rough times. I send my regards. I'm not mean to you. It's like I want to ask them, what the hell did I do to make you think that I am such a rotten human? And I'll never get my answer because I'll never confront that person because
I don't think you'd get your answer even if you did confront,
I was just gonna say
because they're
exactly.
just gonna lie to you and just simply say, like, I don't know what you're talking about. I
I
never
never
said
said that.
that.
Wow. I
And then
see there's proof right there. It's two different people. You said it at the same time.
Taylor's gonna get blasted.
Yeah.
Why
I was gonna say, that's always gonna be the trickle down effect. When you finally say something, you're like, nah, you know what? You were wrong all those years ago. And then it's like, oh, great. Now I'm gonna be blasted for speaking the
Yeah,
truth.
you're gonna be the bad, you're gonna be made into the bad guy.
I would say, and that's the sad part, is that it's hard to go around speaking the truth, just because when you say the truth, people then turn and they're like, oh my God, you're such a bitch, or you're such a this, or you're such a that. It's like, but you said these things. Like, there's someone that we work with who constantly changes the story so that it fits their narrative. And they'll do it directly in front of you when you're involved in it. And you're just sitting there and you're like, you just told that same story five different ways to five different people, all within the same vicinity of each other. And it's like, what are you doing? And it's always over stupid things.
Narcissists
Oh,
do
yeah.
that.
Yep. And you just sit there and you watch and you do that little head turn. But Lord knows, if the moment that you say something, you're like, that's not actually how that happened. Oh,
But,
you are the worst human being on the planet.
like, Dana, back to Dana's story too, like, of like not leaving, thinking she left the group but not leaving, which is awesome.
Yes.
But like, how does that, how did that affect
Oh God, yeah.
your mental health, that like hearing that, because you know that they are saying, like, speaking their truth, because they don't think you're there.
So it was, so when that happened, it was about 6 months after I had been diagnosed with clinical depression.
Oof.
And I had been off work to regulate my medication. So when I came back, I got the backup PC's job. And what spiraled into the whole hating on Dana conversation, I can only surmise, was the fact that Melissa trained me for a week and then was going on vacation and I was to take her spot. So thank baby bird fledgling fresh out of the nest.
You can fly, you're fine.
I can feed myself, but I really want my mama to do it. And they had another PC from the other shift come in and support me for sometimes 2 hours, sometimes 4 hours, whatever they wanted, for the first couple days. But after that, I said to my supervisor, you know, I'm okay. I'm learning as I go. I'm asking questions of my partners. So I'm okay. We don't need the other PC to come in. Let me, because the only way you're going to learn is by making mistakes.
Yes.
So it was let me falter to improve. And thank God at the time our supervisor was like, yeah, I love that attitude type thing, you know. So at the end of the week, like on the Friday, pardon me, Thursday night at 10 o'clock or 10 to 10, we're shutting down everything because Thursday night,
the end of the week,
end of the week, we're shutting down everything. We're getting ready to end the day, and the people that I was in that group text with, we're kind of standing around my desk, and the supervisor came over and congratulated me on doing a really good job and said, out of the three PCs, your group did the best today efficiency wise. All of your shippers hit their numbers. All of your people putting away hit their numbers. I'm really proud of you. And I felt good. And then we went to Gators afterwards because that was our Thursday thing. We'd go to Gators and we'd drink. And I was like, so pumped. So of course I wanna verbalize.
Oh God. Yeah. You want to share that excitement.
And I'm like, oh my God, guys, I had such an amazing day. My team, and I'm like, whoa, you know, pin the gold medal on me for fuck's sake. Somebody.
Somebody, anybody.
So then when the shit kind of hit the fan about, I had been bitching about my knee hurting, and that's when that person made the joke about, I wasn't even 40 at the time, by the way, made the joke about me having arthritis, and I called them out on it, just them. And then all that shit went down where everybody was talking shit about me. That's what it was. Oh my God, she's so pompous. You see how she was gloating at the bar that Thursday night? It was like, holy fuck, man. It was almost like she was patting herself on the back. I'm surprised she didn't make us all pay for her drinks. And I was like, wow.
How dare you like celebrate slip something?
In? You should have.
Next time nice. I expect you, bitches.
Would have been nice if you congratulated me with a drink or two.
I would have bought you nachos.
So.
Wow. The things you learn.
Yeah.
And all from, and I mean, like that to me, those are clear. Like there's no question asked. You know the tone behind those texts. Like there's no mistaking it. There was no like, oh, it was lighthearted. Like, no, y'all fuckers thought that I left the group chat And then you just bleh, all over
And
the
it,
place.
you know, it's so hard because when you go to therapy and stuff, they tell you like things like that. It's like, oh, it's not about you.
It
Like,
is.
no, like, you know what I mean?
Oh
Like
yeah, I get it completely.
it's the person, it's the person's jealous,
Yeah.
or the person is, you know, has their own issues or sees their own fault, and that it's not like really like deep down, it's not really like about that you are those things. But it's so hard not to think that you are those
Those things,
things.
yeah, exactly.
Like it
Well,
really, I think it really like plays on your mental health big
oh,
time.
well,
Hell yeah.
that was the thing. Like, I was on my medication. I was on the Cipralex, and I was only on 5 milligrams, which I thought was working for me until that incident. And then, like, I remember calling my doctor Friday morning, the Friday morning when all the after the shit hit the fan, the shit hit the fan on like the Tuesday. And Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I was so low that honestly, I think if you guys had known me and had seen me at work, you would have 100% asked me what was wrong and if I was okay, because I was droopy. I Tuesday night I went into work. I never said hello to anybody. I went in, I did my job, I went home. Wednesday, same thing. Thursday, went in, did my job. I didn't even eat lunch with the people I normally ate lunch with. I sat alone by myself.
Yeah, that's not normal for you at all.
I think though
When
that you should be extremely proud of yourself for even making it to work. Not only because it isn't just like the fact that you had to go to work, and
it
not
faced them.
only like, yeah, you had to face them, but you also had to be their leader
And not let them
at
know
work.
that I knew what they were saying about me behind my back.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have been able to do that. Like, that is immensely incredible to me, because there's just I would have been taking screenshots, and I would have just shoved it in their faces and be like, I've seen this.
But not only that, I think being that you were like the boss of them too, wouldn't you just
Oh
wanna
yeah.
like absolutely like revenge? Like, I'm
You're gonna
gonna,
clean all day long.
yeah, you're going in this aisle because it's
You're
the
on
freaking
recycle, you're on
worst.
the garbage. Yeah.
Exactly like that. I won't lie. Like, I would have been that vindictive. Like,
Yeah, what's the worst
watch
job
me.
in here?
You're gonna go wash the toilets.
It was hard. And even with taking my medication, I probably could have used one of those 800 numbers, to be honest with you.
Oh, that's so
Yeah.
sad.
Thursday night, they're like, we're going to the bar, you going? I'm like, no, thanks. And I just walked away. And they all just they looked at me, right? But nobody said, why not? How come? Oh,
And
come
that would have been
on.
my first question. You know, nobody said that. I got in my car and I drove home.
Especially if you were normally went, right? Like, if that would have been something out of the ordinary for you to say no, you would think that somebody would question it.
Yep, you would think. Friday morning is when I put the comment in the group chat to let them know that I was still there. And then I called my doctor, and I went and saw him that afternoon. And I just like I literally sat in his office and cried for about 30 minutes. I showed him my phone. I said, how do I deal with like mentally? How do I deal with not having a breakdown reading this? And he's like, throw, and my doctor, throw the fucking phone away, is what he said. And then he's like, I'm upping your prescription. He goes, I'm upping it to 10 milligrams a day. He goes, you need to get rid of those people. He goes,
Yes.
they're not good for you. He goes, they're not good for you. He goes, and I don't want to sign your death certificate.
Yes.
Which is, again, I bring it back to, that's why I just don't really like texting. I just find it's more harm than it does good. And I know that like everybody texts now, but it's so easy to misunderstand stuff. It's so easy to be brave behind a keyboard and not have to deal with consequences of or face the person. Like you can just, oh, I just write it and then it's done and over with, and you don't see how your words can affect
Effect.
somebody and their emotional state, their mental state. And
And yeah, it's a lot of people don't realize that too, Joyelle. Even on like Facebook pages where somebody could write so like the one page that I think Taylor and I are on, it's a Lord of the Rings fan page.
Yes.
And every now and then somebody will post a tattoo. I got a Lord of the Rings tattoo today. And there's genuine people that are like, oh my God, that's so awesome. Congratulations. I want to get a tattoo, blah, blah. And then you have those keyboard warriors. And that's what I call them. I don't know what you guys call them. But
Trolls.
they get there. They get on their laptop or their phone or whatever, and they just write the meanest, most malicious shit that they can think of. And it's like, I read some of these comments, I think, you don't even know that person. How could you be so fucking mean? Like, how can you? Somebody's proud of something. Maybe it's not a $5,000, 28-hour back piece. Maybe it's just
The rain.
the ring of power itself, and it's not colored. It's black and gray.
Because
And
all
they get
accountability,
so mean.
all accountabilities is taken has been taken away. Like you can
It
write
really
whatever
has.
you want and there's no consequences to it. Like what, ooh, you get banned from a website. Like
Ooh, you'll find another.
there's how many more? Like there's no actual consequences to people's actions. You don't have to face the person and see what your words have done to them. Not that, like, I think if you're writing that anyways, truthfully, you probably don't care
Oh,
what
100%.
somebody's feelings are. And it's got to make you wonder, how were you freaking raised?
Well, and that's my issue where I get so mad. Like, okay, so you both know I'm a gigantic Star Wars nerd. And my biggest problem with, like, I absolutely loathe the fandom. There are some of us who we're just happy, you know what? We're happy that there's more Star Wars stuff. We're just happy to see TV shows, movies, video games, books. We're happy that actors and actresses are in it. We don't do anything. We're like, you know what? They may not have been the best one ever made, but we still, they're like, good job. You know what? You did it. And I fucking hate that in the Star Wars fandom, there's people, the keyboard warrior trolls, who go through and tear down the actors and actresses, including the freaking children. Like Dana, I think you watched it, the Kenobi show, or Obi-Wan, and
Yeah, possibly.
the I'm gonna guess that Norm probably made you watch it, but the little girl who played Leia, I loved her. I thought she did the role perfectly, especially like she's a kid. I think she's like 9, maybe 10, somewhere around there. And people, the trolls of the internet, tore that poor child to pieces, saying she was horrible, she should go and kill herself, she's a horrible actress. She's a
Oh
fucking
my God.
child. They are horrible. And it's the same things. They did that to the kid who played Anakin in episode one. They're freaking kids. Full-grown adults can't take this kind of stress on their mental health. And here's these people sending out the texts because they feel that they're safe, sending them messages on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, any of those things, and just completely obliterating people. And to me, it's even worse when you go after a child for that. It's like, okay, a child doesn't know how to handle the stressful situations. An adult barely knows how to handle those stressful situations.
Oh
And you
my
pieces of
God.
trash are going around and doing this because you feel safe.
Not only that, it's just a freaking movie, for God's sakes. Like, it's not even real. Like, there's so much more in this world
How
to
dare
fucking.
you? Say Star Wars is not real. Those people will kill
I was gonna say, and this will be the last episode that we ever have Julia all on because she's going to go missing after this.
So we're gonna have to take this episode down.
Star Wars fandom
You
is
just
gonna come
offended a
for
whole
her.
shit ton of people.
All of the Star Wars nerds, and we're just gonna be sitting, Dana and I are gonna step back and be like, you're on your own.
People are
They're
going to be
coming
like,
for
what
you.
is wrong with her?
And no, we haven't watched Obi yet.
Oh, you haven't?
I've watched Mandalorian, The Book of Boba Fett, and we're going to watch Ahsoka.
Ahsoka, yep, that's in August.
Yeah. Norm says we're going to watch Obi.
It was really well done. I really loved it. I think, like I said, I think the little girl did a great job.
He
'Cause again,
made me watch one of the movies that had really nothing to do with, I can't remember which one it was, number five. Give me some
probably not.
names.
I'm gonna guess like if it's one of the newer ones, it'd either be the Han Solo movie, the Rogue One movie, the entire sequel trilogy was basically useless.
So yeah, it wasn't the one. It wasn't Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, or Return of the Jedi.
No, those are the old original trilogy.
Those are the good ones.
Yeah, so I would say those were the original good ones. Like you got Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher,
My
and
daughter.
I don't know how you guys keep track of it now. There's like so many this and that. I'm like, whatever.
Well,
Remember, giant Star
I'll
Wars.
get back to you about the one that he made me watch anyways. It was
I
good.
say, giant Star Wars nerd and horrifying fandom that frightens the Star Wars nerd and angers the Star Wars nerd because of the things that they do. Like I said, just the amount of trolls in the Star Wars fandom that are probably going to come for Joelle now. Do you feel that red dot on the back of your head?
I have a lightsaber.
Good answer. Good
I
answer.
almost got one for Norm for Father's Day, but we did the brew thing. I might get him I'm or for his birthday, pardon me, I might get him one for Father's Day.
Oh,
Yes.
see some reenactments coming on, Princess Leia.
She's already got like the headset's already kind of like it.
That's how I got Samantha. Trying to get through fucking Star Wars.
Like, great, now we made a baby. Fuck.
Now look what you've done.
Now see, though that's a good text that the scrolling text at the beginning of the Star Wars, that's a good text. It was the
Charles Dickens all over. The best of times and was the
Oh my God. We're really going to listen to this and be like, what just happens with these women? But I find like it's so anytime when it comes to text, like I'm one of those people, I hate phone calls. I do. Like they always come at the worst possible times. They're always inopportune. People are always like, hey, okay, well, if you have time to talk now, I'm like, I can text because I can do like the and I can wash the dishes. And then I can go make the food, and then I can go do something else because I have time in between. Like texting isn't always an instantaneous thing. Like one of us will send, like Dana, when she doesn't get any sleep, we'll send a text, good morning in the morning. And a few hours later, Joyelle and I join the world of the living and we respond.
I
True story.
think, I don't know, I miss the phone calls. I miss the personal one-on-one actual
Yes.
voice talking to people. I don't like when I'm driving in that, like I don't even look at my phone.
Me
Like
either. It's in my purse.
I don't need that. Like that's your dad. I don't need to be on all the time. Like reachable all the time and stuff, and that, and I just miss the personal speaking to somebody, because sometimes when you're feeling down or feeling low, you like, yeah, you can
You need to
text
talk to
people,
someone, yeah.
yeah, you just want to hear somebody's voice, and we've all become a society more now of just texting. And
Well,
that, and I want to like just say that, like I posted on our Facebook page an article about, I think it was 20
20
texts to
things to
send.
say. Yes, I saw
Yes.
that.
So I just want people to that they can go over and look at that if you are texting somebody that is under the like feeling depressed or has mental health issues, that could be a good list of things that
To
to
reference.
text to them, yeah, so that they don't misinterpret your texts, or
Yeah.
just to let them know that
That
you're
you're there.
there and that you're thinking about them.
I
Yeah.
have to, I fully have to agree with that. It's just, it's one of those things of I prefer text for the most part, but I do still love, like my preference would be in person. That is, I prefer in person for the interaction, the exchange of everything. But I have started to like phone calls more since my ex, because her and I used to be on the phone constantly. And I do enjoy the phone calls for like expediency fact too, where you can get your thought across further. But then I also like the voice messaging ability on things where you can now literally, you don't have to write text. You can have voice messages where you record your conversation, like your whatever you're saying to the person and send it. And it's what my bestie and I use all the time where it's like, okay, are we available for like a phone call right now? No, but I can send quick voice messages and be like, this is my response. This is my response. This is my response. This is my response. And you get to have all of the effects of at least having tone, having voice, getting to speak to the person and being faster than texting and have a better interaction. Still not the
Yeah.
same as 100% being on a phone, but it is more interactive, I'd say, and gives you that ability to know.
Well, I will tell you, ladies, you can phone me at any time. I may not answer when I see your name pop up, but you can phone me.
It's
I'm
Dana.
kidding. Oh my
I
God, it's
miss.
Taylor.
I absolutely miss where being younger and talking on the phone, and you're on the phone for like, I don't know,
Hours.
hours, and then
Yes.
your parents or somebody was like, you know, we need to use the
What was
phone.
that thing? I hear about my mom because she's older. She tells me, I want to say like the party line or
Oh
something
yeah,
like
the
that.
party line,
Yeah. I was
yep.
like, I never experienced that because I'm too young. But I hear about it from her all the
Oh.
time where she's like, oh yeah, I remember. You'd have to wait. And then you're like, yeah, get on.
Yeah, the party line, yeah.
And it's one of those things like, so my mom and I watched the show The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which if anyone loved the Gilmore Girls, I highly recommend it. It's fucking fantastic. And in the very end of it, they actually have the two main characters. They do like a speakerphone call, and it made me think of Joyelle because they had recorded on VHS the previous night's episode of Jeopardy. So they literally recorded it, then they put it into the VCR. They sit down with their speakerphones on, and they literally press play at the same time and watch it and talk the entire time. And they're like, oh yeah, like they'd ask the questions and then they try and think of what it was. And it was one of those things of watching that. I'm like, that's the kind of friend, like I want that kind of friendship. where suddenly you can call up and be like, oh my God, can you believe that? I don't know. Frizzy haired guy got that answer wrong. It was clearly Joan Jett. Like, what the fuck, man?
We can do that.
I'm game. Did you get that answer? No, I didn't get the answer.
When you guys are on Days and Joyelle gets to watch Jeopardy, we can do that. We can have a three-way phone conversation watching Jeopardy.
I was just, they had this last week the Jeopardy Masters on. The one night I was sitting there with my friend, we were both watching it, and we were texting back and forth.
You're just like, I know this answer. No, I don't actually know this answer. Hold on. I get so many of them wrong. There's so many. It's like, I see it, I'm like, fuck. Oh, so yeah. So that's, I think that's like friend goals for us, is that we just all need to sit around, watch Jeopardy and be like, did you get it? Nah. All right, fine.
Have you guys ever watched a game show called The Wall?
That's the one where they like do the weird shapes to try and fit in it.
No, or, like, no, fit through it. They drop that ball. I haven't really watched it, but I know of it.
So
apparently, I don't even know of it.
You know who Chris Hardwick is?
Mm-hmm.
He's the host.
Really?
And one person goes in isolation. And then there's one person that places the balls, and there's monetary, stop laughing. There's monetary amounts at the bottom of, it's like, think Plinko.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's what I was thinking. Up to $1 million.
Damn.
There's a $1 million slot. So the premise of the game is the person in isolation has to answer. Yeah. Answer the questions, and what it is you see the question, or you see the answers. You don't know what the question is. You see the answers, and then you have to guess if the person in isolation is going to get the ball, going to get the question right or wrong, and then you place the ball. And it's either green or red, depending on right or wrong. Mm-hmm. And then it falls into a monetary amount.
Oh.
So the premise of the game is amazing. So you look at the answers, they'll have like maybe three male actors that have all been in movies together.
Mm-hmm.
So your brain's like, oh, they were all in 21 Jump Street, right? And,
mm-hmm.
and you think, yeah, they're going to get this, they're going to get this. And you're like, put it in seven, put it in seven. And the question could be, like, totally different than what you're thinking.
Oh.
So it's a great show. You got to check it out. It's like three or four seasons.
I saw the very end of one the other night, because I like to watch The Weakest Link.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, I haven't seen that in years.
So I was just catching the end of The Wall, and it was something like the lady had dropping the balls had built up, I think they were at like 2 point something million.
Yes.
And the person that was like doing the questions hidden signed the contract.
Yes.
Or something, and they only got $250,000 because she signed the contract.
So when you start the game, Taylor, you're given five questions that are worth $20,000 each if you get them right.
Mm-hmm.
And they drop all seven balls. So you get the monetary value from all seven balls dropping for each question. And then through the game, $20,000 for each question you get right. And that's guaranteed money.
Oh, okay.
So the person in isolation has no idea how much money they have at the end of the game. So they either have to take the guaranteed money by signing the contract, Or they rip the contract up and take their chances with what's left on the wall.
Oh.
And it's crazy because you can go, you can end the game with $3 million, have your final red ball drop, and the wall wipe you out. It's crazy. It's like
you, now see, that's mental health distress right there for me, because I would
my
not
heart
knowing.
Beat, like, I'm popping blood pressure pills while I'm watching this show. But yes, Joyelle, that episode, I couldn't even help myself. I had to hide my face from Norm. I was crying.
Oh, I was
when
like,
he
oh my
said,
God.
I signed the contract. And she was like, it's okay, baby, because we're going over $250,000.
Yeah, I know.
And there was like $2.1
million. Yeah,
left.
Something like that. Yeah.
Oh.
And the people that they picked, Taylor, the people that they picked to go on the show are usually people that, like, war vets,
mm-hmm.
People that have found, that have started charities, or they're doing something within their community that they need public funding for.
Oh, I
oh,
like that.
It's just crazy. It's just crazy. It's such
oh,
a good show.
I was going to say, that right there, even hearing about that, that stresses me out. Like, I could never do a game show because I would be stressed the fuck out the entire time. Being like, oh, God.
Well, I told Norm, I said, if they ever give us a chance to go on that show, you're like Canadians, you're dropping the balls. I'm answering the questions because I'm brilliant at trivia.
Toot, toot,
pat,
your
pat,
own
pat.
horn.
And I said to him, I said, it's an unspoken rule. Do not sign that contract no matter what.
You even think about it and you get in a throat punch.
So he's like, all right.
Poor Norm's just like, now I'm afraid.
He's like, it's never gonna happen, but okay.
There might be a little bit of that
woman,
too.
But...
he's like, all right, if we ever, he's gonna say that, all right, if we ever get onto it next week, you know, we're on the show. Then he
we
starts panicking. Oh my God.
I would start a charity just to get on that show. Just to hug Chris.
What's the charity that you're going for today? Me, myself, and Irene.
It's the Hug Chris Hardwick charity. The foundation.
I don't care if I make any money. I want to make money, but I don't care if I do. I just want a hug from you.
So, yeah. So a good episode today, ladies. I think we had a good chat. You guys put some stuff into perspective for me. I appreciate that. So I never. Yeah, pat yourselves on the back, ladies.
I got this. Double patting.
See, talent. You helped me today because. You guys made me feel like I can control my mental health. I don't think I can, but you guys made me feel like I can.
You can because we said so.
Well, I do. I think that like was amazing,
mm-hmm.
and very. You should be very proud of yourself that
hell yeah
you were. Mature enough too, and to not stoop to their level,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
For one, but to be able to go in and not only do your job but have to face them,
yeah.
Because I think, like, probably everything in you, as far as your mental health and depression and anxiety, and that probably wanted you to stay in bed.
Mm-hmm.
And not have to face them, if for sure not have to face them. That probably would gave you anxiety just walking in the door, having to
mm-hmm.
face them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I honestly, to me, that shows how, you may not always feel it, but I think that shows how incredibly strong you are,
mm-hmm.
for being able to do that and go through that. Because most people wouldn't, like Joyelle said, most people wouldn't have even gotten out of bed.
Yeah.
And then I would have taken screenshots and sent it to them. So I would have gotten out of bed, but I would have then shown up and been like, mm. So clearly you have maturity and you're strong-willed on that. So You
I
handled that
honestly
so
don't
well.
know what I would have done, because I part of me would have wanted to confront, but then the other part would have been like, Drell, you need your job.
Yeah.
And is it worth it?
The day that you get fired, that's when you walk in, you're like,
But
going for a ride on the conveyor and fuck you.
I think it was the best story ever,
Oh, God,
because
yeah.
you absolutely got to be the fly on the wall.
I have to
Yeah.
agree with that. Like that was one of those stories that should have been on Netflix, because that like, I would have been sitting on the edge of my seat going, oh my God, she saw it. Just eating the popcorn. What's she gonna do? Mind you, in Netflix, they probably would have had to discreetly murder each person, but that would have been just as good.
The temptation was there.
I might just watch too many shows, like now that I'm thinking about it. Several of the shows that I've watched recently, like Dead to Me and Ginny and Georgia, both have a lot of murder in them. So,
I watched both of those, yeah.
so really, I think I'm on like a murder high here. Like, we can take care of this. Let's do it.
A
I know, and
murder
I can't
high.
find
Anything else now to watch?
Oh, there's loads of stuff. I have long lists on every single thing, and then I just like I'm the one who like cheers for all of the actors and actresses. I'm not the troll. I'm the one like, yeah, you fucking rocked in that. My goal is basically to be like, I mean, for my real life friend that I have, my goal is to be like my friend Amy, the one that you girls have interacted with a couple times, where she is like, she is the everyday person embodiment of Jamie Lee Curtis, where she's like, yeah, you guys are awesome. You're great. And I'm like, yeah, you bumped me up. Yeah. And that's what I want to be like for people. And I love the fact that several of my friends have informed me. They're like, but you are like that. I'm like, good, because that's what I want to be like. I want to be like my friend Amy and like Jamie Lee Curtis, where you take a picture of me and I'm shouting and screaming like, yeah, go Dana, you're fucking amazing. Look at how you handled that.
know, like, I don't understand. Like with Facebook, and I think I know everybody, you got your free speech and that to comment on things, but I don't get, like, what do you get out of it? Like, by being that mean, being that rude, that ignorant, like, does it really improve your life? That, like,
Exactly.
because I think to it, like, so many times, like, especially like whether an actress played a role, like, it's not reality. And how did it affect your life that you need to make the negative comments, and that, and I guess it comes back to there's just no accountability, right?
I definitely have to
Yeah.
agree with that.
They feel like just keep scrolling, like
Yes.
just like people that report people on Facebook and stuff,
Oh my
unless it's
God.
like an actual like threat of like
Yes.
murder or
Harm or hate
shooting.
speech.
Yeah. Then okay. But I mean, if it's just like over an actress's bad performance, like, just keep scrolling. How does it affect your life? It doesn't.
I completely
That's,
agree with that.
yeah,
It's so
that's
true and
like you're just
spot on.
adding more stress to your own life or over something that's
Exactly.
not real.
And to me, it's always been the thought of if you have something bad going on in your life, like I've had bad crap that's gone on in my life, my thought is never like, I don't want to spread that out in the world. Like, I don't want to add more darkness and depression and despair into the world. I'm like, no. I want to go the opposite way. I'm like, no, you're amazing. You did great. You're fantastic. Way to go on this. Hey, you did that. Like, cheer everyone on, because that will make
Yeah.
for a better world than it would to ever tear everyone else down. Like, that's never made any sense to me. And that's why I hate keyboard warrior trolls, just because they do nothing but add negativity to the world
Yeah.
and try and tear people down who just don't deserve it. What so freaking ever?
Life is hard enough already.
Oh God, yeah.
Amen.
Preach, sister, preach. I think that's a good note to leave off on for the I'm now Porky Pig.
Bleed, bleed, that's all, folks.
So before, and of course, before we end, you ladies can pick either something you love about yourself or something that you're grateful for. Dana, you're first.
God damn it.
I love when I get that reaction in the morning.
Sounds like me.
I am grateful for
This is going to be the longest edit for her to take out.
I am grateful for this. I'm grateful for this podcast. It gives us a voice. I like to think that we're helping people somewhat, maybe a little bit,
Even if it's
smidge.
just one person.
Somebody out there say we're helping us. It's helping out. Make me feel good
Pat
about
my back, pat my back.
myself. Use your strong hand. So yeah, I'm grateful for this podcast and doing it with you ladies.
Like that. I like that very much.
Joyelle.
The face of, oh, it's your turn.
Dalton.
I don't know. Let
And here's the
me.
second edit for you for the
Right.
Well, there's so
long
many like little things and unimportant things that I'm grateful for, and I mean, I'm not life shattering because
They don't have to be. I don't
Nope, it
have
just has to be.
kids and I'm single.
That
What
doesn't matter. All
something
that
that
matters
you're
is that you're
grateful for
grateful.
doesn't mean it affects us. It's you. This is your moment. And it could be, and you could be grateful for the fucking peanuts in your cupboard. I really don't care.
No, she's grateful for the pickles in her fridge and the pickle juice that she can drink.
God.
The
It's
fucking Norm
never
bought two
enough.
jars of pickle juice.
From where?
Is
From
it still?
Sobeys.
Remember, he
Indiana?
told you.
Yeah,
Yes.
go. I forgot.
The most important thing in her life, and she forgot about the pickle juice
Did he
jars.
just drink it?
No, he adds it to his IPAs, his beer.
Oh.
If they're an IPA, he puts pickle juice in it because it counterbalances the bitterness, and he's like enjoying it.
I just want to drink it.
I'm gonna make dill pickle soup this week.
Our listeners are
Oh,
listening to this right now, and they're like, she drinks pickle
I
juice, and
do.
they're
My
ex
poor pickles are juiceless.
and there's and for any listeners listening to this, there's legitimately over at one of our stores locally, over where Peanut lives, there's actually jars of just pickle juice sold. So that's what she's so excited about and needs to go buy.
Pickle juice is
Well,
good for your digestion.
yeah, but there's a lot of sodium in it, and I have high blood pressure, so in
Yeah, I was
that
gonna say
sense,
it's not
it's not
great
good for
for
me.
Why well, didn't say anything about blood pressure? I said digestion.
your blood pressure.
Every time, every week, I start this podcast off with, "We are not doctors."
And this week we're adding the extra reference of we're definitely not doctors.
I don't recommend drinking pickle juice if you have sodium issues. Okay, maybe a wee nip here and there.
A shot or two.
Yeah.
Just a wee nip in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, and before bed.
I know I don't even need the pickles anymore.
Toss pickle boat.
But okay, so I mean, this is just a stupid one. But
Nothing stupid.
if people, if like they knew me, I'm grateful for my dad putting in my AC.
Oh, yes, that's a
Even
good one.
though it's not big enough to heat my whole apartment because it's going to be very hot, and this
Oof.
chick does not do well in the heat. Cool. Cool, your whole
Cool.
apartment.
Yeah.
You don't
You
want it
said heat.
heated. So it will be put to the test this week when we hit 90.
Whoa.
But so I'm grateful for that.
I think that's a damn good thing to be grateful for,
Yes.
especially given what temperatures are coming. Ooh.
Taylor.
I am grateful for my mama.
Mama.
Just the way you said it sounded like how Mario would say it. Mama. Oh my god. So yes, so I am very grateful for the mom that I was blessed with, because though we may butt heads, overall we're still extremely close. We still love each other dearly. I take care of her anytime that she's sick. We have a pretty darn good relationship, and she's always entertaining. Even when she's not trying to be, and the weird things come out of her mouth, and then it's just looking at her for 10 minutes straight going, what? How did you even, I don't know, what? I don't even remember. She said something the other day, and I literally paused the TV show, and I turned to her slowly and went, what words just came out of your mouth? And she just looked at me, shut up. It's like, oh, good. So whatever you just said, you know, was weird. You're like, we're not going to talk about it. Turn the show, turn Picard back on. So I think it was probably something last. So last night, two entertaining things that I did with my mother. One was I had to ask her about Star Trek things, because she's watched the early generations. Like, she had a huge crush on Patrick Stewart, Picard. And she watched those episodes religiously.
Okay.
So I've never seen them. I don't know all of the references or the thingies. Like, she was all excited when suddenly Q showed up. She's like, oh, Q!
Q!
Like,
I was excited too, Mama.
I looked at her and I'm like, who the fuck is Q? And she's like, oh, he was this. And she starts talking about all of it. And I'm
the
like,
greatest villain ever.
I was like, that's what she said too. She's like, oh, they had like all these, like they would get each other randomly. He'd just suddenly show up and he'd say, oh, she's like, she's so good. And then, so we were talking about it last night, because I was like, okay, I'm confused about something. So I asked her some questions and she's just like geeking out about it. And then I bought her last year, the year before. I don't know if you ladies have seen it, but there's basically like the miniature versions of the arcade games, like Pac-Man, Ms. Pac-Man, all yeah. that stuff. So I bought her Ms. Pac-Man for Christmas a couple years ago, because it's her like all-time favorite one to play. And she hates playing it on my Xbox because it doesn't respond the right way and it's not the same joystick, and she gets all about it. So I went and I spent a couple $100. I was like, Merry freaking Christmas, here you go. She was thrilled. Now, she's gotten a high score of over 80,000 in it because she's so damn good at it. The high score for me is 30. And that takes so many playthroughs, and then I just get mad at the game. So she proceeded to twomp my ass last night, as several times I was playing, I was la 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 la, oh, right into the mouth. I'm like, son of a bitch. La la la, la. Oh, I'm dead. No, no, I'm dead. I'm just like, all right, that's it. I'm done. I'm going to bed now. And she's just sitting there. She's got one life left, and she's just going through, got to almost 60,000 again. I'm like, I hate you.
Wow.
But that was our bonding last night, Star Trek and Mrs. Pac-Man.
Nice.
And I know that that's not something that's commonly done. Like, so many people that I know don't have that closeness with their parents, let alone their mother. And I'm extremely grateful for that fact. I wish that I was better at Ms. Pac-Man, and I'm still going to curse and cuss at it because there's not enough options. Like, there's no buttons for me to hide or to shoot the things. Like, I get mad because there's not enough to do with that game. But I still love her overall.
Nice.
Before we go, I just want to like let people know that, again, on our Facebook page, that we posted a couple articles. One is about the text messages to send someone with depression. And then another article of six tips decoding the different emotions of a text in a text message. Yeah. And that, so like, if you do get a text message, these are maybe things to look for so that you don't misinterpret the tone or the message, the meaning of the message.
Yes. Very good. Very good, Peanut.
Yes. Yes. And as always, our email address is depressedbreakfastclub@gmail.com. You can email us at any time. You can also follow our Facebook page, which I think we've been really good this week. We've been really interactive, way more posting, at least once a day. You can also find our episodes posted on my own, that's a thing called Instagram. And you can find me at Goddess Tay Tay 25. So I post all the episodes on there. You can also find the episodes mentioned or posted on TikTok or Twitter by Scooby, Skoobi. Are there any numbers or just Scooby?
71.
71. Damn it. Scooby 71. And you can find it on TikTok or Twitter because that's where Dana puts it on for us. So you have lots of ways that you can get us. And also, next week's episode is going to be, God, I have to scroll so much further these days. Next week's episode is going to be something obviously more near and dear to my heart. It's going to be talking about the LGBT community and how like it affects mental health. So obviously for me, I'm the gay member of the group. And in Dana's
No.
case, I know it's shocking.
What? You're gay?
I love the penis. It is so good.
Oh yeah, baby, wank that
Mushroom stamp me. Oh yeah. So yes, I'm the gay member of the group, and Dana actually has a gay drag queen brother, so she has some interesting side points for that.
whom I am very proud of.
Yes, you are. Even when he's being bitchy, as he says things, and we just look at him and go, yep, that's so right. So next week will be all about that stuff. So that'll be a fun topic for me. I shall be interested to hear what you ladies have to say, and obviously get it out there into the world about how it affects the mental health. So yes.
Have dressed accordingly, ladies. Rainbow attire only.
I shall wear my gay earrings.
Well,
You
that
can't
is
even
our
see anything but my
episode.
head.
Well,
I'm just gonna be like this, leaving you going, look at my gay earring.
that's our episode for this week. We thank you for coming along on this journey. Remember, you can find us on podomatic.com. That's our main download listening page. It's free to join. If you join, you can like and you can comment on our podcast, and we'd appreciate that. Last week we had a stellar week. We
Yeah.
ranked in the top five
We were number three. We were number three.
for mental health, and that's out of over 5,000 mental health topics. So we'd like to stay near the top, like the rest of the cream. So if you could give us a like, give us a comment, we'd appreciate it.
I
Have
will
a
add one
wonderful.
thing.
Go ahead.
Just I was just say just to add one thing, because for a reminder for ourselves as well as the listeners, shortly we will also be actually archiving some of our earlier episodes, just because the memory space is getting filled up because we're just so talkative. But we are trying to figure out, IT has a way to do it. We don't actually know it because we're not that type. But we will be getting it archived so that you guys will be able to go back and just kind of click on a link and go and see the old episodes or any new listeners. So I just want to give a heads up for everyone. So don't be freaked out if suddenly episodes disappear. The links will be posted everywhere. We'll make sure that people have access to them. Now
Okay.
you can say goodbye.
All right. So thank you everyone for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
See
Ciao
ya.
for now.
Bye.